Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinions, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Robert Busta, please? Busta.
Sure.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
35.
Okay, 35. Hey, and just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American
white,
or American Indian? No. Okay. All right, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. Okay. All right, thank you.
10.
All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Oh, okay. All right, and thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisified. All right, sir, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? The first one says protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, healthcare, healthcare costs, gun regulations and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or improving K-12 public school education. You can pick two to be the most important to you, sir.
I'd say protecting the border and inflation.
Okay, inflation, the economy, and you say immigration and border security, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse. You can't buy food for the same price as you used to. It's getting harder and harder to feed your families.
Okay.
Everything is skyrocketing in price.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in the country, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably staying about the same.
Staying about the same. Okay.
Maybe getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
Not often. Okay. All right, sir. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? Would that be much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
The same.
The same. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Kamala Harris.
0.
0. Okay, Taylor Swift.
0.
0. Okay, what about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, don't know. Never heard. Okay, what about the NAACP?
0.
0. Okay, Joe Biden.
0.
0. The Democratic Party.
0.
Ron DeSantis.
50.
50. And Donald Trump.
100.
100. All right. Thank you, sir. Hey, sir, and, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried? Or not worried
at all. It doesn't exist.
Okay, so not worried. All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay, here's the first one. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I don't agree with abortion.
So it would be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
What was the question again? Can you repeat that? Was it asking if I agree or disagree with abortion?
Yes, sir. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
Disagree.
So would that be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly, right? Or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Okay, the government should do more, you know, to lessen income inequality in the, you know, in society. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Would that be agree or disagree?
We all should have equal.
Okay, so would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree? Strongly?
Somewhat agree,
somewhat?
I guess, because
okay.
We all should have equal.
Okay, America's diversity makes it stronger.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Don't really agree.
Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
somewhat disagree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would that be a strong support of that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
What is it?
Affirmative action programs.
What does that do?
It's designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and employment.
Well, I strongly disagree. Everyone should have equal opportunity.
So be strongly opposed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people, you know, have made up. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A say, parents should have the direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have, you know, access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's a statement A, okay? Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored, you know, in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A. Would that be strongly A or just somewhat A?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say, you know, are important, you know, for our democracy to survive. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 is you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. Okay, here's the first one. A fair and equitable court system. Would you say it's not important, somewhat important?
I couldn't hear you. Cut out.
A fair and equitable court system. Do you think that's not all important, somewhat important?
Very important.
Extremely important. Well, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about secure borders?
10.
Okay. A strong military?
10.
Affordable health care?
10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Quality K through 12 education?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
And free and fair elections?
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey, okay? I only have a few more questions, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay, for taking your time to help me with this survey. Okay, now I'm gonna read you some statements people have made, you know, on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number, okay? Okay, every child in America should have what, you know, prepares them for a better future, but sadly this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access to affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Would you say that you don't agree at all with this, somewhat agree or strongly agree from 0 to 10, but you can use any number?
Give it like 7.
Okay, 7. Okay, and the other one says America's democratic institutions have come under, you know, severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be a risk yet, this is a slippery slope, you know, and we don't stand up. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us have, you know, access to we'll have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you say would not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree? or strongly agree.
Well, but the beginning part.
America's democratic institutions have, you know, have come under a severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged by in some states. While, you know, while your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, you know, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you
10.
Do that one number 10? Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you can use any number.
10.
10. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
12th grade.
Okay, so high school graduate, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Okay, separated, all right. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Younger than 18.
Yes. Younger than 18?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I'm thinking about your approach on political issues. Would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
About once a month.
Okay, so be once, but I only have once or twice a month. Is that okay?
Yep, that'd be good.
Okay, once or twice a month. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. All right, sir, and the last question is, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
You too.